9 minutes to eight now, and there was a touch of Hollywood glamour in Feltham near Bognor Regis last night because the famous actor Bill Nighy turned up to back a campaign to save the village post office. Residents fear it could close after the current sub-postmaster announced plans to sell it. And they've set up a community interest company to buy it, and last night held a fundraising event with the Star. In a moment, we'll hear from the organiser, but first our reporter Sophia Cobby was there last night and asked people what they made of the evening as they left.
How did it feel to have Bill Nighy here in Feltham?
Oh, amazing. Absolutely wonderful. Billy Mack live.
It's been a fantastic evening and very entertaining, Bill Nighy. And he was very open to questions and very funny, amusing answers. We really enjoyed it, and it was great for him to give up his time.
A real gentleman, as you'd expect, and he's, you know, seemed to be the same in real life as he often appears on the TV, so it was really pleasing.
And Sophia even got to speak to the man of the moment, Bill Nighy himself.
So you were here this evening in Feltham at St Mary's Church Hall. How did that feel to be here with all of these people from the local community here to listen to you speak?
It felt very good, and they made me very welcome, and it was for something that I am very glad to have an opportunity to be involved in, because everybody needs post office, and I think it's in this, and in particularly in these kind of communities, where it forms a centre for everyone, and is, apart from the obvious service it provides, is also somewhere where people can meet and gather, and it becomes a kind of an important part of the community, and it seems crazy that it's under threat. So, and they've done so well. They've already raised £140,000, which is quite something, and they just need to make it up to £200,000, and then they will be given, the appropriate authority will not only match their number, potentially they will give them £800,000, which will give them the million that they need to buy the post office and restore the roof and put it in working order so that it can resume and be a part of the village.
And why Feltham? How did this idea come about?
Because I have been talking about work with Lizzie Mickery, who is a very well-known television and film writer, and someone who I like very much and admire very much. And she happened to say that, you know, she was involved in this attempt to save the post office here, and would I consider helping in any way? And it's no great strain for me to come down, and it was fun, you know, people are very cheerful and we had a laugh, and it's nice to do something important.
Any particular favourite question you're asked tonight? Anything that took you aback by the people of Feltham?
Well, I ended up saying that if I could do an AI performance of any kind, I would like to do the Larry Grayson story, which I never expected to find myself saying, but, you know, she asked me, if I could be transformed into anyone, what would I like to do? And I'm a big admirer of Larry Grayson, so that would be, it's something that I've always considered out of my range, really, because he was sort of genius. And but, you know, it was funny. And also the questions about squids and vampires, all of which I welcome those questions, because, again, they're funny. It's funny being a vampire and it's funny being a squid man.
And your call to action for anyone listening, what can they do to help?
You go to the website, and, you know, if it's £5 or if it's £10,000, all of it would be absolutely gratefully received. And you could do a small bit or a large bit towards doing something very important for a very charming and deserving town. You know, I hope that appeals to people.
That's beautiful. From Bill Nighy talking to our reporter Sophia Cobby there. Lizzie Mickery, Friends of Feltham, organised last night's event. Hi, Lizzie.
Hi.
How did that come about with Bill?
Oh, well, I was boasting a bit because we met up in February, and I was saying, oh, you know, I put on this show, Malcolm the Magician. He was absolutely fantastic. We packed it out. The funds are for our post office. And can I just correct Bill on two points? One, all services at the post office are still continuing. Absolutely. It's not to resume services, it's to continue them, yes, into the future. And we hope for, you know, decades to come. And secondly, actually, we have over 160,000. So getting to that 200,000 is, we need another 40,000.
So you're well on your way.
We're well on our way. But anyway, so I was chatting away to Bill, you know, saying, and it was fantastic afternoon and it was packed. And without me prompting him, he just said, oh, well, I'll come. So I kind of blinked.
and thought, oh, no, he'll never. He's just saying that would be nice to me.
Yes. And then he got me in touch with the woman who organises his diary, who was absolutely fantastic. And back came the date, May 14th, and we never looked back.
And what was it like for everybody there last night to see him in the flesh, to get to ask him questions, hear him talk?
Do you know, it was just such a lovely evening. It was packed. Everybody was there to have a good time, including Bill. It was very relaxed. He was very funny. We were laughing. It was warm. It's what Feltham's all about, really. I mean, in a way, it summed up why we want to keep the post office going, and we want to, you know, save it from possibility of it not being able to continue. It was just about community. And I keep using the word community, and I don't want to oversell it, but last night was like that. And then the place was buzzing. When I, you know, when it came out, people had had such a wonderful time. He was so generous. We were in the Fox earlier. He had a good fish and chips at the Fox. He got a good taste of fantastic Feltham life, and he loved it. Some of his family were there as well. It was a lovely evening.
Right. So for Bill's effort, and if people want to join you in that campaign, tell us about the website. Where's that, Lizzie?
The website is Friends of Feltham, all one word, friendsoffeltham.org. And there's a GoFundMe link, and there's also, you can leave a check at the post office made out to Friends of Feltham CIC, and please leave your name and address.
Okay.
All monies are refundable if we fail in our attempt. And it's the end of May, we think, for this. We've got through, very quickly I tell you, we got through the first round of a Levelling Up government grant. And now we're facing the second round, which we believe the window will open the end of May. So we're all pushing to that. That's the important time.
Great stuff. Lizzie, good luck to you and all the team there. Thanks a lot for chatting to us this morning. Lizzie Mickery there. So do support me if you can. Just coming up to 8 o'clock on BBC Radio Sussex.
Sussex Small Talk.
With Danny Pike in the morning.